Welcome to the Caring Advisor podcast. I'm Elizabeth Brickman, and I'm so glad you're here. Is money an endless source of frustration and futility for you? Does it cause stress and dissatisfaction? I can help. You may feel financially powerless, but you're not. Whether you're starting up, starting over, or just want to finish well, I'm on a mission to help you close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of your finances. On today's episode, I am delighted to invite my friend and neighbor, Captain Karen Woods, captain of American Airlines 777 airplanes, the big ones. Karen, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
You know, Karen and I live in a very small neighborhood in an equestrian area, and it was mostly farmland 27 years ago. The city has encroached upon us, but our neighborhood has stayed very small, unique, and close. It's really like something you'd see on a television show, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
The ladies meet often. There's hugging, presents. We often invite one another to our homes. I've been to, I can't count how many parties at your house. And we celebrate one another's families, graduations, and special events. It's just very close and a very rare blessing. One fun memory I have of you, Karen, was one of the neighbors invited us to their child's bat mitzvah. And it was done in a special place that had all kinds of activities. We were all dressed up. It was a special event, but the facility itself had a rock climbing wall. So Karen and I were at the same table. This was many years ago. She started eyeballing that wall. And sure enough, in a few minutes, she hopped out of her seat and said, I'm going to take that wall. She kicked off her shoes, went over to that wall. And I'm telling you, friends, in just a few minutes, she had scaled that wall in her party dress. It was unbelievable. Karen is like just tough as boots. She is just so cool. I always tease and say, Karen, you're the coolest girl in the hood. And that's my special way of speaking with her. But after September 11th, now we're going back quite a few years, but one of our neighbor's kids had been in Costa Rica, might have been a missions trip of some kind, but anyway, they were teenagers. They were in Costa Rica. And of course, our neighbor was just panicky about getting them home. And what they arranged to do was get them on a flight where our Karen was in the cockpit. We knew that if those girls flew with Karen, any hijackers were going to have a pretty tough time taking that plane because Karen is tough and she was going to protect those passengers. Guy and I are willing to make a trip, even to some place we hadn't considered going, just for the fun and privilege and memory of having you in the cockpit. That would be so cool. Now, right now, where are you mostly flying?
So right now, this month, I'll be going to London. And I just did a trip to Sao Paulo. Mm. And other places we go on the 777 right now out of Miami is Madrid, Spain. Sometimes we do Barcelona, Spain, Paris. But they've decided not to go to Paris in the summer for some reason. So that won't be till October. But we also do Rio de Janeiro and Buenos Aires.
Can you believe this, friends? This is what her life is. You know, in the world, in the whole world, there are over 600,000 pilots, and about 72,000 of them are women. And only about 3,000 of those women are captains. So your daughter posted something about how proud she was of you, but all of us are so proud of you. That's why I wanted you to hear from Captain Karen Woods today. Now, Karen, I'm a nervous flyer, as you know. Guy and I have traveled around the world, but but I still cannot get used to the idea that the airplane is able to overcome the challenge of gravity and actually lift off the ground. How many pounds are in a 777 jumbo jet and they fit how many people?
So the 777-300 fits just over 300 people.
Oh my goodness.
And it weighs about a maximum of 777,000 pounds at takeoff.
I wonder if that's why they named it 777.
I guess they made it all work together.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I can't even imagine five people holding hands in a circle and jumping up at the same time. Right back to the ground. So imagining 300 people and 777,000 tons overcoming gravity and lifting off is unbelievable. So Karen, my friend, would you please explain to me in kindergarten terms as much as possible how that airplane overcomes drag and gains lift, how that thrust works?
Okay, an aircraft flying is no more complicated than a ship floating or a car moving, just a little bit different physics involved. In the case of an aircraft, there are four forces at work: weight, lift, thrust, and drag. Lift is produced by airflow over the curved wing and a convenient physical property known as Bernoulli's principle. And in the case of a 777, can easily lift 777,000 pounds of aircraft all the way up to 34,000 feet. Drag is the resistance that the aircraft encounters on the runway and in the airstream. Thrust overcomes drag with the two engines producing over 115,000 pounds of thrust.
So thrust overcomes drag, and drag is resistance. So are you getting it, friends? When there is resistance coming against us and resistance within us to complete things, what is needed? And the answer is thrust. We need it daily. We need to apply ourselves. You know, everybody's always looking for balance. And I understand why overall that is a good thing. But balance is unrealistic. If balance were the goal, nobody would ever sit for the bar exam. No surgeon would agree to perform a surgery that takes 16 hours. If balance were the goal, we would have no doctors because no one would put in the grueling hours of med school or internship. And as far as Olympic athletes go, forget it. And there'd be no football season either because athletes work their hearts out for those months. Oh, and no one would have a baby because we all know what those first months with an infant are like. So you get my drift. But instead of seeking balance every day, the Bible talks about a different kind of balance. The Bible speaks in terms of seasons. Ecclesiastes says that to everything there is a season. There's a season when extra thrust, just like in an airplane, but thrust of effort, of study, of endurance, extra thrust is needed in that season to overcome the drag, the resistance, the weight of the pressure, the responsibility, or the deadline before you. In fact, Karen, you had to personally apply some thrust of effort to gain your position. I mean, think of it. You're in a small, esteemed group of women captains of commercial airlines. How did you get started? Tell our friends.
Got started in the Navy. I started flying. I actually never had flown an airplane prior to that. I went in the Navy and got into the pilot program and flew my first airplane in the Navy. And I went through ROTC in college, and they paid for my college and $100 a month. Not much, but better than nothing.
Right.
And the minute I graduated, I got commissioned into the Navy as an ensign, an officer. And when I got to flight school, I had to go through aerodynamics classes, engines classes, navigation classes. And then finally you get to the airplane, and then you go through all of the specifics for the airplane you're going to fly. And you do about 6 weeks of all ground school stuff before you actually even get in an airplane.
Wow. And you know, I've heard of so many people who have gone on to great success like you, who started in the military, either to have help with college. Usually, I think I've heard of more than $100 a month, but they've received some benefits. And also the benefit, the extreme benefit of learning discipline, order, and effectiveness. So military is not a bad way to get a start, especially if a young person doesn't feel they have the resources to do everything they want now.
That's very true.
When an airliner is about to take off, what goes on? What happens? How does thrust happen?
So as we take the runway, all three of us agree that we're ready to go, and we start pushing up the thrust levers, and we push them all the way up to the max amount. There's a specific setting depending on how much you weigh, and you release the brakes and start rolling. And as the you get to a specific airspeed, dependent upon your weight.
Weight of the plane and all of the cargo and all of that.
Right. So the it's all tied together. So we know how much the airplane weighs and then how much thrust that's going to require and what airspeed we need to get to before we can actually lift off the ground.
Oh. And of course, those of us sitting in the back, white knuckles on the sidearms, we're feeling us just starting to get faster and faster and faster. And of course, you know, you can achieve that speed, I guess, before that lift, before the runway runs out.
Yes, that's all calculated into it. Also, we have a go, no-go airspeed. If there's something wrong, if we get beyond a certain speed, we can't stop. So you have to go flying. And if you get something wrong and it's before that speed, you have enough space left on the runway to stop. Oh. So that's all calculated out prior to us taking the runway.
Well, that kind of thrust is already making my little heart be fluttering right now. But for our friends listening, you know, we have a thrust lever we can use in our lives. Sometimes that thrust lever is by restating or speaking or writing or reading or hearing or taking action on something we've been procrastinating. And if there's enough thrust, the drag is overcome. Karen, since you are in an elite group of women who have attained this position, I'm sure you know more secrets about how to move up in your career than most. And it's so natural to you. I don't think you really even think about it. When you think in terms of courage, when you have had adversity that you've encountered or an issue or even a bad weather situation, where does your courage come from?
Well, the courage definitely comes from within. You know, you have to have that in that kind of a job. You have to have the courage to fight that adversity.
Right. It's almost like you're pressing the thrust lever within you. Some of us wander around in the desert of coping and striving and trying and wishing, but we never move that thrust lever to just jump into the promised land of whatever success looks like in our chosen profession. And we miss out on so much, but that thrust lever is within us. It is possible to do it. I know because I personally accidentally stumbled on it some years ago, and I've tested it over time in a wide variety of life drama circumstances. And I know that if you will stick with it, keep your mind on it, work at it, you can finish school. You can launch that business. You can create a ministry that will raise awareness or money or help the underprivileged. These things are possible. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And you, my friend, are quite extraordinary. I'm going to put in the show notes the cutest picture. And if I can fit it, I'll do the whole Facebook post that your husband, John, put on when you made it into the official first captain seat. And he said something like, "I'm so proud that my wife is taking me and 200 and something other people to Paris tonight," or something like that. It was adorable. And there's a picture of you turned around smiling, and you were in the first captain's seat. And that is a glorious moment for sure. How did that feel that night?
That felt really amazing. I felt like I had worked for a long time to get to that seat. I wasn't actually really sure I was ever going to upgrade to captain. It felt amazing to be in that left seat by myself without an instructor pilot. Well, not by myself. I had two other first officers with me, but to be the one in charge of the passengers, of the flight attendants, and the other two pilots, and to be the one to make those decisions if anything happened that wasn't supposed to happen, and to get us safely from point A to point B.
Well, knowing you for 27 years, I know that all of your passengers and crew and their belongings were in very safe hands. Thank you, Karen, for being with us today.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate it.
Bye for now. Let's continue our conversation. We're in season two and our fan base is growing around the world. Hello, Germany, Australia, Canada, and Brazil. Hello, 348 American cities. Want to be informed of the next weekly episode? Subscribe and click that little bell so it will tell you when we have the next episode. Would you like some free resources and my special caring support? Subscribe to ElizabethBrickman.com. Come on, say it with me. Let's close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of our finances. And thanks, Tyler Harrison. You're an excellent audio engineer.